It is time now for another round of Wonderful Water, our monthly check-in with OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, keeping the drinking water flowing and taking away the water we use. That is their job. OWASA.org is their website, O-W-A-S-A. And we are joined this month by Mary Darr, who has been on the job for a little bit more than a month as the General Manager of Operations. That's her new position. She's been working with OWASA for more than a quarter of a century. So she's got a lot of experience and expertise she brings to the table, and she joins us here on the phone. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks, Aaron. It's my pleasure to be representing OWASA on Wonderful Water today.
So tell us about your background. I know you've been with OWASA for 26 years, just taken over as general manager now. What did you do before that?
So, as you said, I've been with OWASA for 26 years, and I've served in a few different roles over that time. For the past 7 years, I was the Director of Engineering and Planning, which let me be involved in the planning of renewal and replacement of our infrastructure on projects like replacing water and sewer lines across the community, as well as making sure that we're protecting our raw water supplies through proper management. And also ensuring infrastructure installed by the development community is constructed in accordance with OWASA standards. It really was a large scope of what OWASA does on a day-to-day basis, and now I've added a bit more under that umbrella as the General Manager of Operations, and I'm really excited to continue serving the community in this new role.
So what is your day-to-day job like as General Manager? What do you do?
So as you mentioned in the introduction, OWASA operates and maintains a lot of infrastructure to provide water and wastewater services to the Chapel Hill-Carborough community, and it takes a lot of people to make sure everything is going well from start to finish. The General Manager of Operations oversees that process, which includes our University Lake and King Creek reservoirs, our water treatment plant, and our wastewater treatment plant, as well as the distribution and collection crews out in the field that you see working across the community. So we've got a talented team working at these facilities, and it's my job day to day to make sure they have the resources they need to do their jobs safely and well.
So
and also that we're being the best steward of the community's resources that we can be.
Sounds good. Again, speaking with Mary Darr, General Manager of Operations at OWASA, OWASA.org, the website for more information. So looking immediately and distantly forward, what are some of the key challenges you're focusing on?
Sure. So we have several major projects that are either in the very early stages or just getting underway, including key construction projects at our Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant to increase its reliability and resiliency. We also have a couple of projects planned to increase our operational efficiency, and so those will be my key priorities for the near term. And overall, we also have to ensure that we're making the most efficient use of our investments back into these systems so that we can continue OWASA's mission of serving the community with high quality and reliable water, wastewater, and reclaimed water services.
How does the pandemic, COVID-19, impact all of that? I mentioned, I asked about your day-to-day job, but you haven't really had a normal day yet, I assume.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that. So certainly COVID adds another complicating factor onto everything that we do, and it's certainly making it a challenge to make the level of investment into our infrastructure needed to maintain these systems at a high level. We've actually had some projects we've had to defer to future years, and that adds risk that something might break before we can replace it. So we had intended a rate increase this past fall to fund some of those investments, but ultimately our board of directors approved a budget that didn't include a rate increase. So looking forward, with the pandemic continuing to have a significant impact on the community, it's going to make our budgeting for the next year and years to come a challenge, but we can work through that to make sure we can reliably serve the community and keep rates affordable for our residents.
through the pandemic, we've been hearing a lot and talking a lot about people and businesses and organizations and residents and families having trouble making ends meet in terms of paying their rent, paying their mortgage, but also paying their utility bills. And that's certainly affecting Owosso as well. First of all, how is that continuing to impact you on a day-to-day basis? And also, what can people do to help in that regard? I know there's an ongoing fund that people can contribute to, right?
Sure. So yeah, as it affects, certainly our water use is down across the community. Folks have been impacted by being, unable to pay water bills. And so we do have a Care to Share program that our customers can contribute to help those in need pay their water bills.
Speaking again with Mary Dars, the new general manager of operations, taking over for Todd Taylor, who was promoted up to be the new executive director. You've been at Owosso for 26 years, so very much a family, right?
Oh, absolutely. We really work hard to make sure that everyone at Owosso cares about the job they're doing. And we've been really lucky that we've been able to build an incredible team here at Owosso. And, I've been here for 26 years, but I'm not an outlier in having worked at Owosso for more than 20 years. We have some folks who have more than 30 years. And we really strive to hire folks who want to be here and want to serve the community. And I certainly have appreciated the career opportunities I've had at Owosso. And, one of the things that's really important to us is that we have a good bench. That helps make sure when a person leaves or is promoted, we're still able to keep up our service to the community.
Again, owasa.org is the website, owasa.org. Go there to find out more information. Speaking with Mary Dar, and as we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about what's coming up over the next few weeks, what to watch for, how can they help?
Mm-hmm. A couple things that I'd like to call to our customers' attention. So we know that folks are going to be staying at home more due to COVID, and with the holidays coming up, that'll likely lead to more meals being prepared at home. So one thing we ask is when you're cooking, make sure that you collect any fats, oils, and grease in a can and let that cool, and then either throw that away or reuse it when you're cooking in the future. We ask that you do this because those fats, oils, and greases can congeal if you put them down the drain and cause a blockage. In the sewer or an overflow. We also ask residents to please make sure to keep those out of the drains, not only over the holidays, but also year-round. And we also have colder temperatures coming for the winter, so make sure you're taking steps to keep your pipes from freezing on those nights where we have really low temperatures.
And again, owasa.org for more information, owasa.org. Go there and find out more. That's been Wonderful Water this month, brought to you in partnership with Owosso. Mary Dar, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. And I would just ask that if anybody has any questions, to visit our website at owasa.org.